how can we help the oppressed people? And what is our current role? I think what's being asked is what, how can we help the oppressed people of the world, and what should we do, especially when considering that we're Muslims? If you allow, I'll just put in the 3 minutes. What can we do? I think one of the most important things that we can do as Muslims and as human beings all across the world is this boycott. This financial boycott of any kind of Zionist products is something that is very powerful. It is something that is very effective. Many companies that openly support or even hiddenly, secretively support the Zionist regime have really been harmed and have incurred financial loss because of these boycotts that are occurring all across the world. I understand that in Western countries this is quite difficult, but it is in Western countries and in countries across the world where the Zionist products have a hold in the market, where this is really doing damage. And it is in these countries that really it needs to be pushed, this boycott of many of these brands, many of these products, many of these companies that openly support the Zionist regime. And that is something that we can do that will make a difference, that continues to be done, and it is needed to be done across the board, whether it is as Muslims or non-Muslims. Sayyid Al-Hajraz, I'm going to go to you for the 3 minutes.
So, a few simple things that everyone can do. First of all, in order to support the oppressed of the world, you need to strengthen your own ideological foundations. One easy way of doing that is regularly studying the speeches of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and strengthening your foundations through other ideological books, such as books of Shaykh Mutahhari, Shaykh Baqir al-Sadr, etc., so that you understand the ideological and the doctrinal foundations of resistance, so that you don't fall into these traps of saying, oh, if you're living in the West, is it safe for us to speak for Palestine, or is it not safe for us to speak for Palestine? I think this is a recent video, I'm not really sure about the date, but the new leader of Hamas, Haj Yahya Sinwar, he had quoted Imam Ali in one of his speeches, and he said in that speech that the narration that he quoted was thus. He said that Imam Ali says, on which day shall I fear death? The day on which death is written upon me, is destined for me, or the day in which death is not destined for me? Because the day in which death is not destined for me, then there is no fear. And the day in which God has destined death on me, then what do I fear? Like, what is the point of that fear? I have to submit in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such basic, simple logic. Sometimes we fall into the trap of shirk al-shirk al-khafi. Brothers and sisters, the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protecting you, in protecting us in the Islamic Revolution, within the borders of the Islamic Revolution, in the lands of the resistance, is the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protecting you in the United States, protecting you in the United Kingdoms, protecting the young teenagers who are not even Muslim, who are marching out in the streets. So don't fall into this passive form of shirk and in unconsciously thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tribulations and trials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined you to face in His own wisdom, you will face those tribulations no matter what. You will face those tribulations. So this is a result of that lack of foundations of what religion says. So that is one point. The other point that I wanted to make is, when you have face-to-face contact with people around you, be it in Pakistan, India, the Ahl Sunnah, you're talking with the Ahl Sunnah, your friends, you have co-workers, you're talking with people of other religions, the Christians, the Jews, the Hindus, the Buddhists, etc. Spread the message of Palestine. How easy is that? Tell them the statistics. Forward them the videos. Forward them the messages. Spread awareness about the filthy and genocidal nature of the Zionist regime. Create this narrative within society. And then number three, if you have the potential to do it, stand with the protesters. Stand with the protesters. And these are some basic things that everyone can do, right? So inshallah, may Allah give us the tawfiq to be able to support the oppressed of the world in our words and in our actions, inshallah.
Jazakallah, Sayyid. Sheikh Ali Kumi, put the last word here.
So what can we do to help? I always say, you know, whenever somebody asks for what is it that we're supposed to do, that we're in no position, at least I'm talking about myself, I'm not in a position to tell anyone what to do and what not to do. It is really the job of the leader. When the imam, the infallible imam is here, you know, the ideal case scenario is that we go to the infallible imam and ask him, Imam, what is my wazifa? What is my duty? Or listen to imam, and if something is obvious, I just act on it, right? Similarly, in the time of the occultation of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, who do I go to? Who do I refer to? Who's going to let me know about my socio-political responsibility? A marja is not supposed to do that, and they don't. Usually, you've seen it. A marja, they tell you, they give you the rulings of personal, of al and amal, right? So at a socio-political level, when it comes to giving direction to the entire Muslim ummah, it has to converge somewhere. In the time of occultation, in the time of ghaibah, that someone is none other than the deputy of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, the Waliul Faqih. It is nothing but natural. So the easiest way to find out what he wants done is, like Sayyid Ali Raza mentioned, look at what he's saying on an everyday basis. He's speaking to people. He's speaking to you guys. He has like tons of cameras in front of him. He is speaking. You, mashallah, many of you, almost all of you, know Farsi. So get it from the source. And for those who are, inshallah, going to watch the video afterward of this recording, yes, you can get the translations now. It's available online on Khamenei.ir. Get connected to the source. Don't rely on the second hand or third hand or fourth hand information. In today's time and age, you don't need to. Yes, of course, once you read something, once you understand something, and once you find out that this is my wazifa and you're ready to act, do consult the elders. Do go to the ulama. Do run by your ideas, your understanding of what rahbar is wanting from you in your locality, in your country, in your region. Nothing wrong with it. It's actually a good thing. Go to ulama. Run it by them. You know, we have scholars, alhamdulillah, all over the place. But go to the revolutionary scholars who believe in taking direction from Imam Khamenei. Not those who believe in having their own independent strategy. Go to the ulama who actually believe in taking it from Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei and ask them, this is what I understand, and this is based on my understanding, this is what I want to act on. So consult them, right? Last point is, brothers and sisters, we live in the time and age of hybrid warfare. Understand this reality. There are billions, if not trillions, of dollars and pounds and euros being pumped into this war. And who is the victim of that war? Supposed victim, it's you and me. So who's the victim of, and supposed victim, who are they pumping all this money in for? You and me. Just don't be a victim of their attacks. Whenever anything is coming from these fusaq and fujar and the enemies of Islam, scrutinize it. Always put it next to the kalam of rahbar, the kalam of those who we trust, the kalam of Sayyidah Nasrullah, Abdul Malik al-Husi, Sayyid Hashim al-Haydari, other scholars. You know, put it next to them and then understand it. Don't just take things on face value just because it was on Instagram or Facebook or, you know, I don't know, on all other social media platforms. So don't be a victim, inshallah, of this software, and help others. You know, don't just confine all this to yourself. Help others grow, become mature. Help them understand the dynamics. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei said that this battle is not between Palestinians and Israelis and the Zionist regime. This is a battle between Haq and Batil. We're all part of it. Do we feel like that? Do we make our existence and our presence count? You know, these are the questions for myself first and foremost. And then inshallah for you, please recite us salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.